This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Before he became a patriot and founding father, Benjamin Franklin was a businessman. In This Month in the Life of Benjamin Franklin, Dr. Blaine McCormick takes a closer look at Benjamin Franklin's business years.
And here's This Month in the Life of Benjamin Franklin for events happening in the second half of October. By late October of 1723, the young Ben Franklin, who had recently run away from his home in Boston, was gainfully employed as a journeyman printer in the shop of Samuel Keimer on Market Street in Philadelphia. It could easily have been otherwise. Runaways were often captured, returned to their masters, and severely punished. It's a testament to Franklin's entrepreneurial prowess that he not only escaped indenture, but landed a job as a journeyman within a month of his break for freedom. On October 23, 1749, Franklin authored and published the pamphlet, Proposals Relating to the Education of Youth in Pennsylvania. The four colleges already in existence, Harvard, Yale, Princeton, and William and Mary, were located in other colonies, and Pennsylvania needed her own. Further, Franklin believed the education from those colleges to be deficient. He extended the liberal arts model of the day to include trade-based education, such as business, agriculture, and engineering. The result was the founding of the University of Pennsylvania, and they still boast one of the leading business schools in the United States. On October 19, 1752, Franklin published an explanation of his now-famous kite experiment in his Pennsylvania Gazette. The 46-year-old Franklin and his 21-year-old son performed the experiment 4 months earlier during a summer thunderstorm. By this point, Franklin had theorized that lightning was electricity for over 2 years. His ideas were already circulating in Europe, where there existed an abundance of tall stone buildings upon which an iron rod could be set to draw lightning. Sometime in early 1752, Franklin realized that he could attach a metal wire to a simple child's toy, a kite, and float it as high as any building in Europe, and certainly higher than any in the American colonies. He did so, pondered his results until October, and then started going public. By the end of the year, he even included do-it-yourself lightning rod instructions in his annual Poor Richard's Almanac. His electricity experiments would be a turning point in his life as his fame began to spread around the globe. In the late October pages of Franklin's 1745 Poor Richard's Almanac, Franklin notes, "'Tis easier to prevent bad habits than to break them." The middle-aged Franklin had seen gambling, alcoholism, and the like start a hard-to-break downward spiral among his peers. In contrast to this vicious cycle, Franklin promoted a more virtuous cycle centered upon industry, frugality, and temperance. So remember, a penny saved is still a penny earned, even though Ben Franklin never really said this. And in the early November broadcast, I'll explain why this is the case.
Dr. Blaine McCormick is a management professor at the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University and the author of Ben Franklin, America's Original Entrepreneur, a new version of Franklin's best-selling autobiography written specifically for business readers. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review on Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.